This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Look who is back in the studios at 106.7 The Fan. I am, it all looks familiar. It's been a minute since I've been here. This is Ben Standing. I cover the Washington Commanders for The Athletic, also host the Commanders podcast, Last Man Standing, and I have I'm frequently on the airs here at 106.7 and the Team 980 on with Kevin Sheehan Mondays and Fridays at noon. Jump on with Grant Paulson, Craig Hoffman, who, you know, whichever host calls, I'm typically ready to accept the bat signal, but they haven't had me in studio for a while. I was beginning to think it was personal, but you know, I didn't break anything last time, but no, I'm kidding. I appreciate the opportunity to get back here, and what a weekend to do it. Washington Commanders, Baltimore Ravens, tomorrow at Ravens Stadium, the game of the NFL week. You know we're going to talk plenty about that today. I'll share my insights, of course, from covering the team. Childs Walker from the Baltimore Sun will join us from that perspective, and Derek Klassen, one of our NFL writers at The Athletic, will join us later to talk about the Week 6 slate. So I'm excited for that. We've got Max here running the show, and I'm in his good hands from 3 until about 6:45 when the Capitals take over the radio broadcast of the opening game of the 2024-2025 season. John Walton, voice of the Capitals, will join us at around 5:30, and my guy Brian McNally with Monumental Sports will get on at 3:30 to sort of look ahead, you know, sort of look at the whole season, where this franchise is, and a bunch more. And we'll have other things as well to talk about. NBA. I got 2 college football games on my TV right now. This Iowa-Washington game, not particularly competitive. How does Iowa have 37 points? Wait, is this real life or is this a simulation? Because I didn't think that was conceivable.
My bets are cooked, Ben. That's how we put it. Iowa's done a lot this year. I'm kind of impressed. Their defense was like the best, one of the best in college football last year. Now their offense is seem to jump to their level. So Iowa might be a team to watch out for in the Big Ten this year.
Well, it's funny how when you get rid of nepotism and don't have the Suns coach running the offense, somehow, I don't know, maybe it gets a little bit better. So I'm excited to be here with everybody. It's a lovely day outside here in the DMV. And like I said, what a weekend to get on board here to jump back into the host seat. There's so much to get into, obviously, with the Commanders, and I am excited to do that on so many fronts. But I was thinking about it as I was sitting here getting ready for the show and listening to Doc Walker wrap up his excellent show right before this. So it's been, I didn't look at it exactly, but I'm going to say it's been about a year since I've been here. And that means look at how much has changed since then. Whatever point of last year that I was here, you know, that I was last here, you know, whether it was the preseason, your training camp, you already had a lot of questions. Really, is Sam Howell, the 5th-round pick, going to be able to step up? How is Eric Bieniemy going to make this work? You kind of had to figure that Ron Rivera and everybody over there was on the hot seat with new ownership coming in. They start the year 2-0, which is still hard to believe on some level that had happened, considering they finished 4-13 after losing the last eight. And since that point, they hire Adam Peters as GM. They bring in Dan Quinn as head coach. They draft Jaden Daniels. They sign, they didn't go crazy in free agency, but they signed guys like Frankie Louvu and Tyler Biadasz and Dorrance Armstrong to be key pieces of this team over the next couple of years while bringing in vets like Bobby Wagner, Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz to help provide guidance, leadership, and really help set the tone for where this organization wants to go, what it wants to think, feel, all that stuff in the locker room, on the field, etc. And I was pretty much a fan of almost every single thing that Adam Peters did this offseason because I believed that this was a team that finally needed to take a step back, build up a base. Look, they got rid of more than half the roster. I think Adam Peters clearly agreed with that. But even with all that said, you know, the Vegas line was for wins this year was about 6.5. I was straddling that line at various points, depending what day you got me. I was saying 6 or 7, not because I believed that. Again, I liked what they had done. I was focused more on Jaden Daniels. Is he the guy? How long does it take for that to happen? I knew he would start week one, but how long would it take for him to look the part? Okay, so the answer to that was about 40 minutes into the Tampa season, into the opener with Tampa. I mean, even though the offense wasn't particularly great, and that was his, I probably would say his worst game. He was a little jittery in the pocket, ran a bunch. Remember that week he had 16 carries and everybody was freaking out. Oh, no, he's running too much. Ah, what do we do? Is he going to slide? All that. Well, each week he's gotten progressively improved. He's shown more with his game each and every week. But, okay, even with that said, even if you had told me Jaden Daniels would be doing all that, I still would have a lot of questions, right? Does the offense have enough playmakers or pass catchers at least? Is the offensive line going to hold up? Yeah, I liked what they did in the middle of the line, but, you know, there were questions at tackle. Defensively, look, at cornerback, I think, is still some questions, but, you know, cornerback was one. The pass rush, while coming off the edge, would that be enough? And then when you have all these changes, how does everybody integrate? How is Cliff Kingsbury going to run the offense? Joe Witt and Dan Quinn defensively and so on. And here they are. It's 4-1. They're the talk of the league. I know for us at The Athletic, every time there is a national story, whether it's like power rankings or the week in review or whatever, Jaden Daniels has become the, I don't want to say clickbait, but he's become the picture or the headline to get people interested. Easily, I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the league. I'm not saying he's the best player. I'm not talking about MVP. But right now, today, the number one guy in this league that people are talking about is Jaden Daniels. I was watching or was reading something earlier. So this game will be on CBS. Jim Nance, Tony Romo, Tracy Wilson on the sideline. And I think it was on CBS. They were doing their preview of the game, and they were talking to Tracy Wilson about this. And she said this was like the first week she's really kind of looked at the Commanders has been impressed. She's like, I couldn't tell you the last time we had the Commanders with us. And of course, because that CBS group is the number one group on their network. Why would Washington have been there? I mean, I guess there could have been the rogue game against whoever, because CBS typically has the AFC team. So, you know, if somehow they were playing the Chiefs or the Ravens at some other point, whoever it was, maybe then, but not as like because the Commanders are the team to watch. Well, now they are. And what makes this so fascinating is, look, this Ravens defense isn't the Ray Lewis defense. And, you know, they started off slow, have now won 3 in a row. They're still not just a contender this year. They're one of the standard bearers of the league. They're one of the teams you want to emulate. The Commanders talked about that a bunch this week. This will be a test. Lamar Jackson is a 2-time MVP. Pairing him with Derrick Henry seems massively unfair. It feels like if we were playing video games, somebody would say, no, you can't do that. Get out of here. You can't have that in a game here. And, you know, their defense is still aggressive and opportunistic. This is the game. I have believed what I've watched with Washington, but it is still not, I still can't completely buy in that this is real, that they are truly contenders. Look at the teams they've just beat. Giants, Bengals, Browns, Cardinals, Browns. You know, I still believe in Joe Burrow, of course, but that, those teams are not particularly playing well right now. The Browns are terrible. It's not Washington's fault. They dominated the Browns last week. That's what good teams do. We saw this team last year lose to Tommy DeVito and the Giants. So you can't take anything for granted, and that's why this game will be so interesting. Get the win, of course, but if this game goes to the wire, if this game is competitive, boy, it's going to be really hard for me and probably anybody else to question what we're seeing, but we still need to see it. So we're going to talk about the Commanders plenty here today's show. As I said, we'll talk with Brian McNally at 3:30 about the Capitals. But coming up next, let's get into it. I've got a weird Jaden Daniels comp that I want to get into. We'll talk about that next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Ben Standing here. I cover the Commanders for The Athletic, but I'm with you today until about 6:45 before we turn it over to Capitals opening night here on the Capitals radio network. It's a big college football day. It looks like Alabama is going to survive South Carolina. They're up 2, and South Carolina just went for 2. They pitched it to the running back. He was throwing it to the receiver, overshot it, went out of the back of the end zone. So as long as Alabama doesn't botch the likely onside kick here, they should win. Which is, I don't know enough about South Carolina, but considering like a week ago Alabama was number one and cruising, and then they lose to Vanderbilt in a massive upset, now only beat an unranked South Carolina team by a couple, doesn't seem ideal for the Tide. I mean, you know, not going to cry for them. I mean, they're pretty good all the time, but nonetheless, interesting to see how this one goes. All right, so we're I mentioned at the top of the show that I haven't actually been in this host chair for a while. Here's an example of being a little rusty. I didn't mention you can call in and you can talk and you can ask me questions and we can chat about the Commanders and whatever else is on your mind. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We do have calls online, so we'll get to people here in just a moment. But I teased at the last break that I had a Jaden Daniels comp I wanted to throw out there, and Max will be here to critique or give me the thumbs up what he thinks. As many people know, I used to cover the Wizards for many years before I got on the Commanders beat full-time back in like 2019. So I was there for the whole John Wall, Bradley Beal era. And yes, the highlight of the high watermark for the Wizards for the last 20 years was losing in the game 7 in the second round to the Boston Celtics. That's unfortunately it was a good run there for those guys. Unfortunately, didn't get any better, and now they're in a massive rebuild. We'll talk about the Wizards at 4 o'clock with Fred Katz from The Athletic. But it's so interesting with Jaden Daniels because like people want to make the comparisons to Lamar Jackson, and people will cite, you know, the Heisman Trophy is sort of the obvious thing. Also, most notably, the mobility that both of these guys are just an absolute pain for defenders because of the dual threat abilities. However, it really is not an apt comparison in totality. And it's for the reason that I want to get into here with Jaden Daniels. That is, from a purely athletic standpoint, from a raw athlete, playmaker, all that, again, to cross sports here, there's a lot of John Wall in him. John Wall had that natural end-to-end ability, you know, probably the fastest guy in the league for several years. And his athleticism carried him sort of from this unknown prospect in the high school ranks, all the way to be the number one guy at Kentucky, all the way to being the number one pick, et cetera. And John Wall had a great career, too bad, unfortunately, you know, the injuries kind of wrecked him at the end. But I always said with John Wall, after watching him for a couple of years, that as great as an athlete as he is, as fast as he is, he's going to have to develop a secondary thing, most likely a jump shot, a consistent one, so that he can, when he gets a little bit older and he stops running a 4.240 and starts running a 4.540, right, that he would have something else to work with. Or when his career became, he was no longer really a starter, he could be a key contributor for somebody off the bench. But he had to get that other component to his game. It never quite happened, okay? Bradley Beal was sort of the opposite. Bradley Beal had this great shot when he came into the league. He also had a maturity about him. I covered when the Wizards drafted Bradley Beal in 2012, I wrote the story for the Associated Press that night, and that was the first time we had talked to Beal. And I was like blown away by how mature this, you know, 18-year-old was. And he had the ability to play off the ball. He had a secondary element to his game. What he didn't necessarily have was that raw athleticism that Wall did. You know, as we've seen in later years, he's tried to develop as a ball handler, and at times he's good, but he cannot really run the offense. His game is it's primarily off the ball. And I think for his sake, he needs to find that gear again more consistently with the Suns. Okay. What I think is interesting with Jaden Daniels is he kind of combines the two of them. He has, again, that athleticism, the playmaking ability that John Wall has, but he's got that maturity that has been such a big deal for him in terms of what he's been able to do so far this year. You've heard people talk about his poise and his calm, that he understands work ethic. All these are the things that I think Beal possessed for sure when he came in to the league. But then simultaneously, again, he didn't have that other gear. Jaden Daniels is not a runner first. He is a passer first, a runner second. So when you can combine those two elements and you have the maturity aspect that he does right now at 23 years old, I think this is a lot to do with why this team is thriving. Not that he's the team leader for the Commanders at 23, but because teammates can see he's serious and he's talented and he's a competitor, and all of these things have led to a lot of belief in him and his ability to thrive. And you know, people who know me know that, like, I like to do analogies, and I tie a lot back to my Wizards days. And, you know, the Beal Wall thing had so much promise, and at times it worked, but ultimately, you know, it only went so far. But I really do see Jaden Daniels sort of combining the two of them to a certain extent, and that to me is what makes him so interesting. You know, I'm not saying Lamar can't do both, but Lamar is primarily a runner. The passing is the secondary element. He's a very good passer, but if he were to lose some of that speed element, I don't know you can like fall back on his passing to say he's still a top-notch guy. If Jaden Daniels doesn't run, period, just he doesn't run, you know, evade pass rush pressure in the pocket, but just doesn't like really run, he still has the accuracy and the touch to get the ball down the field. He's leading the league in completion percentage. So those two elements, I don't know if that's Max, if you want to weigh in, you feel free to, you know, hopefully that comparison makes sense. But, you know, again, that's where my brain goes, because it always goes back to the Wizards. But where are you at on Wall, Beal, the combination equaling to some degree Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually, because you're right. He does. It's the touch that, you know, that Beal had that Jaden can put on any ball. Like whenever I watch Jaden, I have full confidence that he can place the ball wherever he wants on the field with a very small margin of error. And then, yeah, that the athleticism of John Wall is just, I think it's a great comparison for him because he's so unbelievably fast. And I hope to God that, you know, even if he does end up losing that athleticism, he'll still be able to be a since he's marketed himself and wants to be primarily a pocket presenting quarterback, that I think that's going to be great for him, you know, long term, as opposed to just being, you know, stuck with the raw athleticism that you can only do so much with on a football field.
All right, there's an endorsement for half-baked thought that I had. I wanted to share with the audience, so you can, if you want to weigh in on that or talk about Commanders broadly, 800-636-1067. We do have several calls on, and before we go to get to Brian McNally at the bottom of the hour, let's go here. Is it my right? Toothpick on line one wants to talk toothpick. You're on the air on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks for joining. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm glad you got right to it. You got right to Jaden Daniels and the confidence that this young man gives to this team. Long life Washington Redskins Commanders fan, right? And I went up to Kansas City last year, and the confidence that the fans walked into the stadium with, that they were going to win, and they're playing a division rival in San Diego at the time when I went to go see him. Justin Herbert, those guys are looking great. That's what we feel now in Washington, and it's great to feel it because the fans are coming back. But it's because of Jaden Daniels, and you sort of said it. You said you gave a basketball analogy, and a lot of people have been trying to compare him to Lamar. But I think you got to go a little bit further back. You have to compare him to like a Randall Cunningham, because Randall could do anything on the field. It was just that, you know, Philly brought him along slowly, and he was always a pocket passer that could run. And he knew how to keep himself, you know, out of trouble and not get hurt and things of that nature. But like he could escape the pocket. And the most famous one is when I think Carl Banks hit him and he bounces right back up and completes a touchdown pass. But that's what Jaden does. He keeps himself alive. He's starting to keep his eyes up, and it can't be overstated the confidence that he gives to his offensive line, and with them doing everything that they're doing up front, running the ball, keeping them clean, giving them time. So I really do like your comparison to the basketball world. But all week we've been comparing him to Lamar, and I think it goes to Randall Cunningham. I wanted to sit back and listen to what you think, Ben.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call and the thought. I think the Randall Cunningham mark makes a lot of sense. I was there. Randall Cunningham, back when he entered the league, it was like entering the Matrix on some level. 6'4", highly athletic. You know, it's one thing to run. Like Joe Theismann, even back in the day, was pretty mobile, but he was a relatively small quarterback. This guy was huge, and he had a massive arm down the field. No, I think it's a good comparison. I will come back to that later in the show because I have some insight into that specific comparison for sure. Max, what do you think here? We've got some other calls. Should we take a call, or should we just ask everybody can hold, and we'll go to Brian?
Yeah, let's hit a break here.
Okay, let's do that. So we're going to talk Capitals opening night. Brian McNally with Monumental Sports will join us, and we'll get back to the calls after that at 800-636-1067. Ben Standing here with you till 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. I assume Max doesn't even understand the irony of playing this song. The boys are back in town. Brian McNally joins us here. He is senior director of a digital for Monumental Sports Network. He's also a noted award-winning writer who joined forces with me back in the day to start the Sports Capital website, which was a very fun time. We always say, Brian, it would be a great 30 for 30 for about 10 people, but it would be a good one. So Brian is he's there, but because
I'm with you, Ben. Sorry, I think you lost me for a second. The boys really are back in town. If I'm back on the show with Ben Standing, what's happening?
Absolutely, man. All right, we're going to talk about Caps opening night and everything you guys have going on there at Monumental. But before we do that, you know, there's nobody better than to get into this topic that's annoyed me over the last 24 hours or so. It's annoyed me for most of my life, but really it's annoyed me the last 24 hours as we're talking about the Commanders and the Ravens and the notion of what constitutes the DMV. You are not only a native here like myself, like you think of the famous people from here, you got Kevin Durant, Dave Chappelle, Grant Hill, Taraji P. Henson, and Brian McNally. Like, I don't know which one of them I'm kicking off Mount Rushmore, but you're right there. Could you help me? How silly are people? They all are going to be out-of-towners, right, who think that Baltimore counts as part of the DMV just because Maryland? Do they not understand DMV is just another way of saying the D.C. Metro area? How do people get this wrong in 2024?
I think you nailed it. I think it's mostly people from just misconstruing it. I don't even think people in Baltimore necessarily like that term.
They don't want to be associated with D.C.
Yeah, I mean, it gets weird because, like, the fan bases blend in the middle, and, you know, obviously the Caps do great ratings in Baltimore. I think there are a ton of Caps fans in the metro Baltimore area. There's, you know, Wizards maybe a little bit less, but, yeah, when it comes to football especially, it gets – and kind of basketball legacies and all that stuff, it gets a little bit prickly on both sides when you start kind of lumping the two cities together that way. So which I think locals, again, from both sides understand, but I don't think out-of-towners necessarily get that nuance, and so they start using it in a maybe not totally correct way.
Right. It's like, you know, like when you're a kid, you learn, like, which color, you know, you mix, like, what is blue and yellow get green, that type of thing. Like, the D.C. area is one color. Baltimore is another color, just for purposes of this thing. We'll say one is like purple and black and one is burgundy and gold. I think it all mixes together somewhere around College Park, but it's very thin otherwise. Like, this is, it goes about Laurel, Columbia, Howard County, sort of, and then it's Baltimore. Now, there may be people who overlap, go one side or the other, like you mentioned, the Capitals, but come on. Get out of here. Richmond is not part of the DMV just because it's Virginia. Stop it.
It's I know this topic bothers you. It's one of my favorites. But by the way, whatever the case, you can watch the game tonight in any of those areas on Monumental Sports Network, which is a good thing. So that brings us all together, Ben.
Wow. What a
was that a pro move?
Wow, what a move there. Wow, you have really gone to be a executive with a television network. All right, well,
it's tough to be a unifier with with the Commanders Ravens tomorrow, but you know what, I'm gonna do my best, and I think
you just did as well. You guys had also the Wizards on last night. It's getting to be, it's busy time now for you guys there. When it comes to the Caps, I'm gonna have you talk to me like, you know how the people say explain something like I'm a five-year-old. Well, to a certain extent, that's how this is going to be. I'm busy with my day job, have not been able to keep up with all the ins and outs of what's going on here with the Cap. So give me the broad perspective right now. Where are we at with this Capitals franchise? I know it's been a bit of a tough slide since winning the title, but each year comes new optimism. Brian McClellan has done a really good job in the past year. You still have Ovechkin and Tom Wilson and some other names that we know. What's the broad overview? Where are we at with this franchise right now?
Yeah, I mean, season starts tonight, Ben. We got our red carpet special on the Monumental Plus app, which people should absolutely download immediately. We got it coming up at 4 o'clock. 3 hours of pregame coverage on the app and, of course, on the network as well, Monumental Sports Network, starting at 5. So this is, you know, it's been a long off season. I think the Caps will be the last NHL team to actually play a game. Most teams have already started, played at least one. I think the Devils have played a couple, tonight's opponent. So you know, with the Caps, it's about, you know, keeping contender status, right? We know how close Alex Ovechkin is to Wayne Gretzky's record, 42 goals away. And then, you know, for the team itself, it was about getting better. I mean, they made the playoffs last year, but I think it was pretty clear in the offseason that they needed to upgrade. You know, they needed more depth on the blue line. They needed, you know, maybe to shuffle some contracts around so they could do that. And you know, Chris Patrick and Brian McClellan and team spent the offseason and the summer doing that, Ben. They added, you know, a bunch of new players, younger guys, guys in their mid to late 20s, you know, who could contribute for a couple of years here. And I think that's going to go a long way toward solidifying this team as a playoff group. Now, you know, health and all that kind of stuff is going to play into it as well. But, you know, I think they've done their best to take what was a playoff team last year and say, we got to be a little bit better. We want to shoot a little higher in the standings. And then once we do that, you know, who knows what can happen? Obviously, you make the playoffs in hockey and things go haywire. And we've all seen that in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So just get in the tournament. And I think the Caps have added a bunch of new names to help them do exactly that.
We're talking with Brian McNally from Monumental Sports. He is at bmcnally14 on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call that thing. I still call it Twitter. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's clearly, you know, when you have a guy like Alex Ovechkin, you have to think big picture at all times, because obviously we get it. He's coming towards the end of his career. He's still chasing Wayne Gretzky for the all-time record of goals. But you want to be competitive. I mean, you know, he's, you know, I thought for sure after they won the cup, when Ovechkin would come back next year, the following offseason, that he'd have, like, he and I might have, like, the same kind of gut. No, he kept in great shape. He still has his whole career. He's ready to go. What's the realistic expectation for Alex Ovechkin at this point, both in terms of, like, the statistics, but also how much has got to be on him to carry this team, you know, as far as I can go?
I think some of their summer moves kind of show that. I mean, you can't – I don't think it's fair to put that on any 39-year-old, right, Ben? I think we get that. Like, you're 39, you're not going to be the same player you were at 29, or putting up the kind of, you know, crazy numbers we used to see. But you also don't want to put him in a position where he has to do that. So I think we all understand that, and a lot of the summer moves were, you know, made in terms of shoring that up and making sure it was a deeper overall roster for Spencer Carberry and his team. So then it becomes what's realistic for a 39-year-old. And, you know, I think a lot of that comes down to the power play, right? Last year, Alex struggled early in the season. He didn't have the numbers for, you know, well into December and January, the numbers we were used to seeing. It just wasn't happening. Maybe some of that was, you know, injuries to longtime teammates and all that kind of stuff. But I think we all kind of knew, like, hey, is this taking a turn here? What's happening? And in the second half of the year, he looked much more like the Alex Ovechkin we're used to. I think if he's going to whittle that 42 number down, a lot of that is going to have to be a high power play number, which, you know, in his prime would have been insane. It would have been something like, you know, 22, 24, 25 even power play goals in a year. This year, if he can get 17, 18, 19, that number is going to come down quick, and we'll have a we'll kind of be the center of the sports world here for a long time. It's going to be it's going to be fun to watch, but I think that's what he needs to do to at least cut it down this year so that you know, it's manageable. Now you might ask me, can he get 42? Like, I'm not going to bet against this guy. He's been doing this for 20 years now at this point. So nothing would surprise me, but, you know, I think more realistic is probably having a good solid season. And, you know, even if he does that, I think the Caps are thrilled. You know, they'll be a playoff team. And if he's in good health and all that good stuff, I think we'll have a lot to watch around here the next 18 months.
I meant to look this up earlier, but I didn't get to it. Has he led, because he's been pretty healthy his whole career for the most part, has he led the team in goals every year? And if not, like, when's the last time? And I guess the real question is he going to lead the team in goals this year?
I mean, he had 31 as a 38-year-old, which is kind of preposterous. It's hard to even imagine that. But, yeah, I mean, yes, he's been the guy for, you know, two decades at this point. So you would expect him. I'm trying – he's definitely – you know, been famed for his durability, and that's got to continue. And that would be the big question, right? Because, you know, is he going to play 82 games? He doesn't have to do that, you know. But if he's in the 70s at 39, I think you're pretty happy with that. You know, he's shown durability throughout his career. You knock on wood. You don't want to jinx anybody, obviously. But, you know, again, age catches up with everybody. So you kind of have that in the back of your mind. If he does stay healthy, though, you know, there's no real the guy we saw the second half of last year should be perfectly capable of helping this team get back to the playoffs and, you know, cut into that record chase.
All right. I know you've got a very busy day. As you just said, you guys are going to have 3 hours of pregame coverage on Monumental Sports. So let me get you out on this. When the Commander season started, you know, and I was saying, yeah, look, I don't think this is going to be their biggest year, but if they do have a big year, it's going to be because Jaden Daniels, you know, exceeds even his expectations, and some of the vets who've come in show they've got enough left in the tank. And so far that's what's happened. So if I tell you that the Capitals end up having a big year, they're top four, top five seed, or just exceed expectations, what's the one thing that you think has got to have to happen for that to take place?
I mean, a really big year. I think that blue line contributing, not just defensively, but offensively as well. You know, a full season from John Carlson. They added Jacob Chychrun from Ottawa, who's got really good upside offensively too. They didn't score enough goals last year, Ben. So they have to help all across the board. Some of the role players that they've added. Andrew Mangiapane from Calgary, Pierre-Luc Dubois, obviously from LA, they brought in. You know, these are all guys who have skill and who should be available the entire season. That's going to be, to me, that, you know, can they score enough? I think they've solidified themselves defensively. I think they're good in goal. You know, Ovi's going to do what Ovi's going to do. But I think if you're asking me if they have a big season, what's the main difference? It's bumping that goal total way up, because it just that made things pretty stressful on them last year, and a lot of one goal wins down the stretch, and that's no way to go through life. You want to have a little bit of a cushion, and I think that would be the way they get it, and the, you know, that starts tonight against the Devils.
All right, go check out, look, it's opening night, go check out the Caps. Everything is positive. You know, you always start off a year very hopeful. And Brian just gave a bunch of good reasons as to why that's the case. And you get to keep watching Ovechkin. And you listen to Craig Laughlin and Joe Beninati. Come on. I mean, that is...
nothing better than that, Ben.
I mean, they're really... I'm not even the biggest Caps guy. Every time I tune in and hear their voices, I'm in a very happy place. It's always a great listen. And everything Brian's got... If Brian McNally's on the scene, I'm gonna check out the product. You should go do that as well. At BMcNally14 on X, Twitter... And, dude, keep it up. Good luck this season with everything. Keep Chase Hughes in line, and good luck over there.
Sounds good, Ben. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk later, Brian. All right, great stuff there from McNally. We'll talk again at 5:30 with John Walton, more about the Caps. We do have some calls on hold. I think Max is probably going to want me to take a break. So we can do that. The great Tim F. from Connecticut's on hold. That's pretty exciting for me. So we'll do that right now here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Ben standing here, cover the Commanders for The Athletic. We're going to talk a little Wizards at the top of the hour, but we've got a bunch of calls on hold, so let's get to them. Tim F. in Connecticut, the guy who is always dropping information in the messages, a comment section on The Athletic. Tim, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Hi, Ben. Love your coverage in The Athletic of Washington. I wanted your perspective on the defense trying to stop the run game, because I'm just waiting for a team to kind of keep running the ball until Washington stops it, and how they'll handle that. I love how the defense has improved, cutting down on explosive plays. Generally with the same personnel, I guess they've moved Sanistrel out to outside and Igbinoghene in at nickel, but basically the same personnel they started with. How do you think they're going to be able to stop the run against opponents who really, really want to run against them?
Yeah, no, Tim, I think this is a huge key to this game. Later in the next hour, I'm going to go through some of the keys to the game and being able to stop, particularly Derrick Henry. Obviously, Lamar is going to run, and that's going to be a huge deal on of its own. But if you can't stop Derrick Henry and make them at least somewhat one-dimensional, it is going to be a very long day. And to your point, they haven't kept any opponent this year under 100 yards rushing. You know, the last two games, they were fortunate to get ahead of Arizona. Then last week, the same with Cleveland, which kind of, to some degree, took the run away from both of those teams. But, I think, look, the defense has obviously been better the last couple games, and John Allen and Jerron Payne have been part of that. But, you know, they're not getting paid to sort of be part of the group. They're getting paid to lead the way, and it hasn't quite happened yet. You know, it's not saying they're not making any plays, but, you know, we kind of heard this thing the last few years. You know, it's not just enough to sort of get penetration in the backfield. You've got to sack the quarterback at some point. Same thing here with the run game. You've got to be able to help slow that down. It's not all on them, of course, but they're the ones who are, you know, this is what we've been saying for several years. They have a really strong interior front. This is the kind of game where those guys have got to be able to step up. I think one thing I'm very curious about this game is Washington is typically a nickel all the time. Well, okay, you have to go with sometimes you have to do what you do best. But going nickel with Derrick Henry as the running back doesn't seem like a great idea. But what else do they do? Now, I think we'll talk about more of this later. If Jordan McGee is activated off IR this game, I think there's a pretty good chance, then maybe he's your third guy. But we're talking about a fifth-round pick who has not played yet. He hasn't played for weeks, so I don't know if he's like your de facto game plan. Maybe it's a fifth defensive lineman. I don't know, but I'm with you. I think if a team gets ahead of Washington, they're going to keep running the ball, or at least they should, and no team is more better positioned to do that than these Baltimore Ravens. So I do think that is going to be a tough one, and they're going to have to stop. Stop is relative. Slow down. Not make Derrick Henry take control. But my Lord, have you seen that guy? Just massive at that position. It's bonkers how big and how fast he is. All right, we still got some other calls on hold. I'm going to guess Max here is going to want me to take a break. Top of the hour, we will have on Fred Katz from The Athletic to talk Wizards at an NBA. After that, we'll get into more Commanders and your calls. So if you guys are on hold, you can stay there. Great. Otherwise, we want others to call in, too, at 800-636-1067. But up next, Fred Katz and I are talking the Wizards and NBA here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.